verden. Listun verden. Listun, 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 listun verden.
How's it going there, everybody from Cork, New York, Dundalk, Gortahawk, and Glenamaddy?
Hey, how's it going, everybody? Welcome once again to the Skinny and Hooley Show. I'm your old friend, Mike Houlihan, and with me, as always, my old buddy, my pal, my friend, Mr. James Skinny Sheehan. Skin, what do you say?
Hey, Hooley, great to be back. We got a nice crowd here tonight for the show. It's really good.
I can feel it. St. Patrick's Day is in the air.
It's coming.
March Madness is coming at us. Hey, you're listening to Skinny and Hooley Show. We're brought to you by Flood Brothers Disposal. Our old pal Bob Flood, we're coming at you out of Cicero, Illinois. WCEV 1450 on your AM dial. We're Chicago's ethnic voice. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're streaming online at WCEV1450.com. And if you ever miss a show, folks, you can always catch the podcast, usually up by Monday, at SkinnyHooley.com.
Well, Hooley, what's new?
Well, Skinny, you know, I listened to the show on Saturday, and I got to apologize. I feel kind of bad. I got a little out of line.
Carried away.
I got carried away with Governor Rauner talking about
it. I know.
And I want to apologize for that. I just feel so bad about it. I think I might have called him a piece of crap. I mean, I just feel really bad about that. And it was because of him speaking at Commander Bauer's funeral.
Right, I know.
I was just so outraged.
You were just so outraged.
I shouldn't get that excited about it. And I just, you know, I'm sorry about that, Governor Rauner. And I'd like to invite you to a little party I'm throwing Monday over at Riley's Daughter. Maybe you could meet Jeannie Ives and have a few words with her. We'd like to invite you out 5 to 7 at Riley's on Monday night. And anybody else who wants to come by. And maybe you'd like to say hello to Governor Rauner if he shows up. So I just wanted to get that off my chest, Skin.
I know you're very sincere about that. And it's a great time of the year, though, Hooley, with St. Paddy's Day coming. And
the insanity begins.
Yeah, and the fun begins. And it's, you know, somebody, there's no place like Chicago for St. Patrick's Day. No place.
Somebody invited me to something March 10th. Actually, it was Ned Hughes, the great Ned Hughes. So we're having our gala. Would you like to go to the gala? And
from Mount Carmel.
Yeah, I said March 10th. That's the day before the Southside Parade, and we'll have done Irish for Eyes. We'll have done the Skinny and Hooley Show, which we're doing at Riley's next Wednesday, March 7th. Everybody, please come out. By the time I get to March 10th, I'm going to be.
You just got to pace yourself. This is not a sprint. This is a marathon.
I know that, but I.
No, it is.
I know that. I know that in my heart, but I'm kind of a. I'm weak, Skinny. I'm weak. I'm weak. So, but I do have to pace myself because you got to make it all the way to the 17th or 18th, you know. And that ain't, we got on the 14th, we got the Sister Cities gang with the group from Cork here on the Skinny and Hooley Show, and probably have the mayor of Cork here with us. And we'll have some music.
Yeah, did you get invited to that thing on at Emerald Isle, a party for the mayor of Cork?
No, Isle. Where's Emerald Isle?
Not Emerald Isle. The one on Wabash, 218, whatever.
Oh, the Emerald Loop, the sponsors of the movie Hooley?
Yeah.
Oh, they having a party for him?
Yeah, so I got it in the thing today, so I'll get it over to you, I'm sure.
When's that?
It's like, March 13th or something.
Okay.
But there's a lot of things that are going on. There's a lot of things we get invited to, it's a great place to be.
You can't do all.
You just got to take it easy. Yeah. You know, and we don't have that in our genetic makeup.
You're right. And I'm an old man, and you're older. You're right. We have to pace ourselves.
But I do want to tell everybody tomorrow they can come out and do the polar plunge in Lake Michigan for Special Olympics.
Absolutely. I think, is Pat Chase going to do it?
Yeah, I think so.
Because he's... Let's remind everybody, Pat Chase is making his headliner debut Sunday night out in Schaumburg at the Improv. That would be perfect for him to do the polar plunge Sunday morning. He'd have a million jokes about it, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's what we were trying to tell him, and I don't think he quite, you know what I mean?
No, he got it. I'm sure he does. Yeah. He may be a little chicken.
Yeah, maybe that was it. But 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, North Avenue Beach in Chicago. That's when the first people go in.
That's not that early, 10 o'clock. That's
I know,
bad.
But they go keep going in for a couple hours. So if you get down there, you got to get down there a little early. There's really no parking.
Yeah.
But we just need
to
jump.
They have the shuttle buses, right?
We just needed to jump in the lake for Special Olympics. So it's
Or just make a donation.
Yeah, then go to sochicago.org, sochicago.org. So that's our big thing, and it's coming up. And it kind of kicks off the St. Patrick's Day season, too.
You got a celebrity, surprise celebrity that's going to show up?
But yeah. We were hoping that you were going to drop by again this year.
I've done that.
There's rumor there's a possibility that the skinny and Holy might both be there.
I don't think I can do that anymore. I'm too old for that. I could have a heart attack or something.
You're too old for everything.
You're not just about most.
You're still a puppy, for God's sakes. You're going to be fine. You're too miserable to be old.
Oh, you know what? Actually, that reminds me of a funny story.
Hey, by the way, Dave Durkin, we had our breakfast club. Yeah. Dave Durkin, Pizza Wright, Froggy McGuire, Wally Gannon.
Dave sent me a note today.
Billy Desmond, Rob Lee. We're sitting around, and Dave said he just loved that joke you read last week about the elevator and all that stuff, the woman's
floor. Oh, yeah.
He said, did he just give that off the top of his head?
Certainly.
I said, yeah. He's actually pretty funny sometimes. But he thought it was great.
He sent me a very nice note today about the trip to Ireland. Because Gino was going, and you're skipping a year. And he said he had so much fun, and they weren't going to go. And then he started looking at the pictures and said, we might be back. I thought, well, that'd be great. But the story I was going to tell you was, as we get older, we do get grumpy. We get grumpy.
Yes.
And, I have the grand, you have grandkid children, you have a grandson now.
Yeah.
And, sometimes you get to be our age, you want to nap a lot. You want to take a nap. And
just so it's not a dirt nap.
No, not yet anyway. So I'm taking a nap, and my grandson Mikey comes in and goes, Grandpa, Grandpa, Grandpa. I said, what, Mikey? Will you do that sound of a frog? I said, come on, I'm taking a nap. Leave me alone. And he walks out of the room kind of whimpering. I felt bad. But then my granddaughter Charlotte comes in and says, Grandpa, Grandpa, what is it? I'm taking a nap. Would you please make the sound of a frog? I said, no, I will not. Maybe later. Finally, they both come in. You gotta make the sound of a frog, Grandpa. I said, stop it. What the heck is it with you guys and the sound of a frog? And Charlie goes, my mom said that we can go to Disneyland as soon as you croak. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh. I thought you were going to say, then you went to sleep and you made the sound of a frog by snoring.
No, I thought that was pretty good.
That is pretty good. Hey, Ken, we got a great guest tonight.
We do. We have the great Liam Durkin here, the balladeer.
The one and only Liam Durkin.
The balladeer. How are you guys?
How is everything going, Liam?
It's going.
You know what, Skinny, I stopped into Riley's daughter, I think, a week ago Sunday. That's because Brendan and Boz had donated all the food receipts all day that Sunday to the family of Commander Paul Bauer.
Yeah.
So the place was packed. And there on the stage was the great Liam Durkin, and he was just wowing them.
Yeah, Brendan gave me a call very short notice, like a day before.
I thought you were going to say like 15 minutes before.
Yeah, about 15 minutes before Brendan called me, and he said that he was donating all of his food, to all the money he made to the family. So I said, I'll come up and donate some time playing.
Good for you.
So
yeah.
It was packed. It was.
It was
jam-packed in there.
Elbow to elbow.
Elbow to
elbow.
And
you played a long time, too.
Yeah, a couple hours or something.
You were really rocking, too. The crowd was really into it. It was just a great night. Good for you, Liam, for doing that. But you're really rocking now. You've got gigs constantly. Mm-hmm. Actually, we're going to talk about that later.
We'll talk about
the
it.
Month of March is all
that
packed up.
That's got to be like your Christmas, right? Yeah, it just goes.
Absolutely. It's crazy. Double what I usually play in a month.
That's fantastic. Fantastic. That's great.
And Liam is playing House of Blues on Wednesday, March 7th. The same night that the Skinny and Hooli show is going to be at Riley's. We actually wanted Liam to play, and he couldn't because he's going to be at House of Blues. So that's a big deal.
Mm, yeah.
Have you ever You haven't played there before, have you?
I've been there before, but not in... It's been like over a year.
And are you playing all by yourself?
It's just me and a guitar, yeah.
Good for you.
That's pretty cool. What's the date on that?
March 7th.
March
7th. The same 7th. Night as the Skinny and Hooli go to...
Riley's daughter.
Did you see the Beverly Review today, by the way? They had a great story about that.
Did they? Good.
Yeah. thank you to Bob Olszewski for that. Hope to see everybody out there Wednesday night. Next Wednesday night, March 7th.
All the Southsiders come out to
and we're going to be raffling off all kinds of cheap tchotchkes and stuff. And, and you never know. You never know what you might win. And we'll have a lot of surprise guests and stuff. But we do have Jimmy Clunan and Denny Keen and Mark Murphy and the lovely and talented Eileen Guest. So, special guest.
She's a special guest.
She's a special guest.
So that'll be fun. Yeah. It's going to be great.
Yeah. So, Liam, what do you want to start us off with tonight?
We'll do an Irish favorite that I was strumming a little bit earlier. Whiskey in the Jar.
All right. Liam Durkin, folks.
Yes, I's going over the farm in Kerry Mountains. I met with Captain Farrell and his money he's counting. They first produced me pistol, stole away me rapier, saying, stand on, deliver, for you are the bold deceiver. Mushering, da do da ba da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar. Well, I counted up me money, it was a pretty penny. They put it in me pocket and I took it home to Jenny. She sighed and she swore it, she never would deceive me. Let the devil take that woman, it can never make it easy. Mushery, never do da ba da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar. Well, I went into my chambers, resolved to take a slumber. I dreamt of gold and jewels, and for sure it was no wonder. Jenny drew me charges, he filled them all with water. Sent them to Captain Farrell to be ready for the slaughter. Mushering da ba do da ba da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar. It was early in the morning before I rose to travel. Up come a band of footmen, it was likewise Captain Farrell. They first produced me pistol, he stole away me rapier, and I couldn't shoot the water and the prisoner I's taken. Mushering da ba do da ba da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Well, if anyone could aid me, 'twas me brother in the army. If you can find his station in Cork and in Killarney, then he'll go with me as we roving down Kilkenny. And I'm sure he'll treat me better than the old sport of Jenny. Mushering da ba do da ba da. Whack for daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's whiskey in the jar. Well, if some take the light in a carriage that's a-rowing, there's others take the light in the hurling and the bowling. Oh, I take the light in the juice of the barley and the courting pretty fair maids in the morning bright and early. Mushering da ba do da ba da. Whack for the daddy-o, whack for the daddy-o, there's a whiskey in the jar.
All right, Liam Durkin.
Great job.
That was very nice, Liam. I like that version because it's the first time I think I've ever heard the lyrics where I could understand what you're talking about. You know, I've heard Whiskey in the Jar 50 for 50 some years.
Yeah, right.
First time I actually knew what somebody was
singing. It's the first time you've been sober, too.
Yeah.
50 years.
Hey, Liam, now, not to be goofy, how old are you now?
20.
I'm watching you. Your voice is frighteningly good. I mean, unbelievably good. And I'm not blowing
smoke.
It's
getting better every year, too.
It is. That's what I mean.
Yeah, every year.
I know your father gave you singing lessons, didn't he?
he likes to believe so.
His dad, Mick, is here with us tonight.
It's funny you said that. I was actually, my sister was sending me a bunch of old videos of me singing, and I was listening to them, and I actually thought to myself, I was like, a couple of years ago, it wasn't too hot, but I think I could hear it. I think it's a lot better than it was.
It has a timbre to it.
Yeah, it really does. I mean, it sounds fabulous, absolutely fabulous.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
Did you ever take singing lessons or anything?
I took some lessons for a while, and yeah, I don't
know. And I'm not talking about those lessons that I gave you.
Yeah, no. Besides those.
Okay. Well, you're amazing talent. An amazing talent.
Really is.
And it's been good. You've been coming on our show for about 2 or 3 years.
At least.
So that was your big break, the Skinny and Holy show.
Yeah, that's right. That was your big break, the Skinny and Holy show at Smith Village.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, right.
It's hi to all our pals at Smith Village, by the way.
Yes, they're the best.
Hope they show up next week at Riley's on Wednesday.
Everyone's invited.
Everybody's invited.
And everyone can fit in there.
Sure, there's plenty of room.
Or like the Yogi Berra says about Riley's, nobody ever goes there anymore. It's too
crowded. Yeah. Okay, we need rim shots, Billy. That's an old Yogi joke.
Yes.
Yogi's other joke is, it's important that you go to other people's funerals so that they'll go to yours.
Right. He had a lot of good ones, a real lot of good ones.
All right. So, anyway, I want to encourage everybody to get a piece of paper and a pen nearby so that later in the show you can write down where we're going to give you all of Liam's gigs throughout the month of March. And you play all over the South Side, right?
All over the South Side, yeah.
Yeah. How about Barney Callahan's? You ever play there? That's a good spot.
I was just there last Saturday. They had
The Whiskey Jam.
The Whiskey Jam.
How was that?
It was a good time.
We had Mike Courtney.
Yeah, Mike Courtney was up there. Right. Yeah, you just had them in here. I see
Joe Pacelli.
Yeah, right.
They're terrific.
Yeah, they're all good guys.
How is it? I was going to stop up there. How is it?
It was good. I was at the first of. There was about five bands or something.
Yeah.
And then I had somewhere else to go, and then I came back, and it was about 1 a.m. or something. They were still playing up there, and they called me out for a tune. And
that's good.
So yeah. It was fun. Yeah. Good people. Good people in there.
Well, that's great. Bernard Keegan.
Bernard is fabulous.
And his lovely wife, Mary.
Yeah.
So big shout out to him. So what else do you feel like doing?
We got any requests for anything?
Jeez, let me think.
Yeah, you know the one I want to hear. I want to hear.
What do you got?
The Fields of Athenry.
Oh, that's absolutely.
That's on your CD there. One of your CDs. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous.
You guys, I hope you got both of got copies for you.
I got one in the car. I listen to it all the time. It's Liam Durkin, The Balladeer is the name of that CD. It's pretty cool. How many tunes are on there? Like 17 or 18?
Something like that. Maybe 15 or something.
Where'd you record that?
Just in the neighborhood at, I think it's called On Track Studio. It's on 105th and Kedzie.
It sounds terrific. It doesn't sound like 105th and Kedzie.
No, it doesn't. Yeah, he's a good guy in there. We'll do this one for Skinny here.
Here's my song.
By lone prison wall, I heard a young girl calling, Michael, they've taken you away, for you stole Trevelyan's corn, so the young might see the morn. Prison ship lies waiting in the bay. Oh, lie the fields of Athenry.
right, where once we watch the small free birds fly. Our love's on the wing, we dreamed of songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. By long prison wall, I heard a young man calling. Nothing matters, Mary, when you're free. Against the famine and the crown, I rebel, you caught me down. Now you must raise our child with dignity. Lullaby, the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we dreamed of songs to sing. It's so lonely round the field of Athenry. By lonely harbor wall, she watched the last star falling. For she lived in hope and prayed for her love in Botany Bay. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry. Lullaby, the fields of Athenry, where once we watched the small free birds fly. Our love was on the wing, we dreamed of songs to sing. It's so lonely round the fields of Athenry.
That's terrific.
Wow.
Yeah,
wow.
Absolutely
fabulous. Absolutely.
Skinny,
fabulous.
That was a good request.
It was absolutely
well
fabulous.
Done. Good yeah. request. My faves.
How about when we were there and we saw the fields of Athenry?
We did. I was real hungover and I had to go sleep on the park bench. Do you ever do any Gordon Lightfoot?
Your
fan is? Because that's who you remind me of. You should listen to him sometime.
I do. I know a couple of them. I know the real long one. What is it? About the. The boat or whatever.
The Derek of
the Edmund Fitzgerald. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we got plenty of time. Well, but we don't have time right now. But Liam's going to be with us throughout the show. So go get your paper and pencil so when we come back and we tell you all the gigs he's got, you can write them down and go see him. But in the meantime, we're going to take a little break here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. We'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Our friend Jack Haggerty is running for judge. For those of us around the Irish community for the last half century, the Haggerty family has been part of our lives every Saturday morning. Jack and his family have been carrying on the tradition his dad started over 60 years ago with their weekly radio show, the Haggerty Family Irish Hour. That kind of unselfish commitment to our community is exemplified in Jack's legal career. He deserves our support in this election. Lord knows he's earned it. I'm asking you to join us in voting for Jack Haggerty for judge on March 20th. You won't find a better candidate on the ballot than our friend Jack Haggerty. Sure, he's got all the credentials, diplomas, endorsements, and qualifications, but beyond that, Jack Haggerty has the soul and disposition of an Irish gentleman. He's on our side, and he will always do the right thing. So go ahead and look up all his stats at jackforjudge.com. But take it from me, Jack Haggerty's the real deal. We need judges like Jack in Cook County. So do us all a favor and vote for Jack Haggerty for judge on Tuesday, March 20th, or an early voting starting March 5th. Thanks. Paid for by citizens to elect Jack Haggerty.
Attention commercial business owners, industrial business owners, restaurateurs, apartment, condominium, and building maintenance managers. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service wants to earn your business. When was the last time you checked your garbage disposal rates? How about making a call or emailing for a free quote today at 773-626-5800 or online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. Flood Brothers is one of the last family-owned and operated solid waste recycling and yard waste firms serving metropolitan Chicagoland. Flood Brothers specializes in expert personalized service, extremely competitive pricing, and is backed by the Flood Brothers family name. Call Flood Brothers today. There's no charge other than a phone call to get a free quote. Call 773-626-5800 or go online to floodbrothersdisposal.com. When your name is on the trucks, you work harder to satisfy every customer. Call 773-626-5800. Flood Brothers Disposal and Recycling Service. Your garbage and recycling waste is their bread and butter.
There's only one Irish pub on the Chicago River, and that's Lizzie McNeil's at 400 North McClure Court. We spend a lot of time there taping the Skinny and Hooley show at Lizzie's almost every Wednesday night. You can escape the hustle and bustle of Navy Pier and relax at Lizzie McNeil's. Our old pal John Wren is your host. Please say hello when you stop by for one of their ice-cold brews in an authentic Irish pub. One visit and you'll be calling it your hometown hangout. We've been hanging at Lizzie's for going on 7 years now, so join us. When the weather gets nice, they have two outdoor patio areas where you can take advantage of the sunshine and a cafe menu of salad, sandwiches, and appetizers. Lizzie's also has a great private party room that's perfect for birthdays, graduations, and most nights at Lizzie's, you can meet the elite of Chicago's Irish-American community. So stop by Lizzie McNeil soon, right by the river. Tell them you were sent by Skinny and Hooven. With a history going all the way back to 1896, the International Union of Operating Engineers has continued to protect workers and their families with loyalty and brotherhood. Local 150 has continued to thrive through economic booms and busts with careful training and aggressive organizing. Under the leadership of President and Business Manager Jim Sweeney, Local 150 has implemented programs and action plans to create work, protect benefits, and keep members working. And they've been helping the Irish-American community of Chicagoland for just as long. Skinny and Hooley Show is proud to be associated with Jim Sweeney and Local 150, and we salute the continuing efforts of the International Union of Operating Engineers and their support of Irish and Irish-American families now and in the future. Thanks to Local 150.
Smith Village, located in the Beverly neighborhood, is a life plan community that's backed by the strength and experience of Smith Senior Living. At Smith Village, we offer a full continuum of care. Retirement is that unique and special phase of life when you shift from worrying about your to-do list to exploring all the things on your love to-do list. It's also a time to expand your interests, learn something new, make new discoveries. The maintenance-free lifestyle at Smith Village gives you the freedom to do all this and more. And while you're exploring your passions, you'll appreciate the convenience of having dining, housekeeping, utilities, maintenance, social events, fitness classes, and wellness programming all covered by one monthly charge. For a limited time, take advantage of our three-month trial stay program to experience life at Smith Village without the risk of an entrance fee. Ask about our new trial stay program by calling 773-614-6836. That's 773-614-6836. Or visit the website at smithvillage.org.
Yeah, I love that Smith Village, and happy St. Patrick's Day to all our friends out at Smith Village, especially Megan Luce. Hey, Meg.
She's terrific. Megan's
she is. All right, Skinny,
hey,
we
Hooley,
have a very special guest tonight.
We got a special guest here tonight. My niece, Maeve Sheehan. Now,
Maeve Sheehan, this is your second time on the show, or maybe is it your third?
I think this might be my third.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm a frequent visitor.
Maeve's in here with a bunch of her coworkers from, tell her where you work.
We work at Lurie Children's, Ann and Robert H. Lurie Children's Hospital of Chicago. So,
which is not far away from...
It's not far. No, it's just right in Streeterville, and it used to be Children's Memorial Hospital
right.
in Lincoln Park.
Yes.
So we do good things. We're taking care of the kids in Chicago.
Kids,
yeah.
And how big is Lurie's Children?
So we serve more than 200,000 children a year, and we have more than 700,000 patient visits a year. So it's pretty big. We actually have about 15 outpatient centers and 15 partner hospitals throughout the Chicagoland area. So our goal is that no child is ever more than 20 minutes away from a Lurie Children's physician.
Oh, wow. That's great. That is great. Yeah, how long has it been around, Lurie?
Well, we started
Children's Memorial Hospital.
We started 130 years ago.
Me and Huli were the first customers there.
Yeah, we were born there.
You were friends with Julia Foster Porter, the founder. So she founded it as an 8-bedroom cottage in Lincoln Park on the corner of Halsted and Belden.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So now we've got 288 inpatient beds, and we're expanding, so we'll be more than 300 private inpatient beds, serving hundreds of thousands of patients a year. So it's grown quite a bit.
Holy cow. Now, the last time I was up in that area was for your wedding in December, right?
You got married, Mae?
I got married. I know.
Oh, congratulations.
I'm not a Shan anymore. I'm a Curran.
Curran. Oh, you married an Irishman. That's great.
You married an Irishman.
Who did you marry? Ed Curran, that weatherman guy?
His name's Eric.
He's a little older for you.
Yeah. Eric Curran. Where's he from?
Eric Curran, okay.
He's from Crystal Lake, Illinois. But I think his family maybe comes from, oh gosh.
I thought you were going to say money.
Dublin. They're Dublin. I'm trying to think of which county.
Okay.
Dublin. And now you said you're going to be in a wedding?
Yeah. So we actually have a wedding in Dunebag. In October,
one of my
bridesmaids is getting married in Dunebag, which will be a blast.
That's where the president has his golf course.
You're right. Yes. You're right. It's amazing. We were there actually last May visiting, and it's pretty beautiful. It's right near like Adair, and we met some of the Sheehan cousins in Adair for lunch. They're always a hoot.
Yes.
Martin and Mary.
Oh, Martin and Mary. Yeah, they're great. They're great.
They're, the best.
They're right there in Limerick, which is cool.
Exactly.
Or right outside Limerick City. That's great.
Exactly.
So where did you meet your husband?
Well, I wish I could say it was at church or something a little bit more
a bar.
Romantic. It was at Stanley's on Lincoln and Armitage.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The mashed potato place.
He bought me a Coors Light, and that sealed the deal.
That's good.
Well, that's terrific.
Yeah,
that's
great. It was fun. And actually, we had a funny story. So the wedding was in December, but the Sheehans all got a school bus at the wedding from the church to the reception. And a few of our friends randomly found themselves on the Sheehan school bus. And
they regretted that.
Yeah, well, they said, I don't know, they were a little weary of us at first, but then we told them we were from Ireland. They offered us a beer. They didn't want to get off the school bus. They didn't want to go to the reception. They were having too much fun.
It was great, a great time. And that place, what is the place called?
It was called The Casino. It's on Delaware. It was really nice.
It was really nice. Very cool. It was a beautiful wedding. And Eric is really a neat guy.
What does Eric do for a living?
He's working on the railroad. He works for Holland. It's a company in Crete, Illinois. And they do kind of railroad surveillance, excuse me, I guess you could say. So they just make sure exactly. The railroad tracks are,
so he has to drive out
to
Crete every day?
He drives out to Crete every day,
Oh, you're going to be a Southsider, though.
Yes, you will be.
Yes.
I may be there. I know. Speaking of which, maybe I'll be at the Southside Irish Parade in a couple weeks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
You should come to the Skinny and Huli show next Wednesday at Riley's Daughter.
Oh, right. Is that where you guys will be?
Yeah, next Wednesday night. March 7th.
Riley's Daughter. And Huli and I were the ones a few years ago that broke the story about the Southside Parade.
That's right.
Everyone laughed at us. We told them it was coming.
I'm sitting with a crew here from Lurie Children's, and there's some, you can hear them in the background.
Yeah.
And there's some DePaul kids, and they said, I think that's the guy who brought back the Southside Irish Parade.
Yes, it is.
I said, yep. In the flesh, he's here.
We don't want him in the flesh.
Well, listen, you keep up your good work.
Thanks for coming.
Thanks for coming by. And Lori's just got such a great reputation. And from the looks of your crew here, they know how to celebrate, too.
Yeah, they're having a good time.
Thanks for stopping by.
And say hello to your mom and dad and say hello to Bri. He's the best.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay, right, thanks so much. Take care.
Thanks, Maeve.
Right,
good luck. Okay, Skinny, you know, while we're here and we got Liam on break, I was wondering, you know, whenever I walk down Western Avenue and I look in the window of Ken's or Wrong's or Hearts or any of those great Irish saloons, and I see the ghost of my old pal Jimmy Goff through the mist, and he says to me, hey, holy, who died?
Holy Nicholas Kelly, the husband of Imelda Daly, loving father Nicole and Ethan, proud grandfather Layla, and dear brother of Deirdre, Hazel, Olivia, and Davina. Fond uncle, many, he was from a native of Tullamore, County Offaly, Ireland, and the visitation was at Cooney, and he's being buried out of St. Tarsus's. Actually, was buried just a couple days ago out of
St. God rest his soul.
So say a prayer for Nick Kelly.
Skinny William Timmons, Bill Timmons, 88, native of Carlo, County Carlo, Ireland. Husband of the late Mary, Maisie. Loving father of Elizabeth, Christina, and Dimphna. Bill was a lifelong learner and advocate for education. He was a member of Carpenter's Local 181 for 50 years. They want to give a special thank you to his caregiver, Jane. You know, that's the other great thing about people helping people. If somebody's dying, there's always a caregiver helping out.
Not to pat us on the back, but we've always tried to highlight people that are doing some good in the
Absolutely.
Hood.
Absolutely. Also, Patrick Joseph McDonough, age 70, of Carna, County Galway, Ireland. That's where everybody speaks Irish. He's the husband of Nancy. God rest his soul. Patrick Joseph McDonough. PJ. You might even call him PJ. You know, actually,
Since you mentioned PJ,
yeah.
It's his birthday a couple days
yesterday,
ago.
Yesterday. PJ's birthday.
Yes, exactly. And I want to give a shout out to George Scully. Today's his birthday.
Happy birthday, George. You know, I was asking PJ, you know, what is it, PJ? What's your secret? 92 and you're still spry. And he said, ever since I saw that light at the end of the tunnel, I've had nothing to worry about. So it's all in the Lord's hands. He says a prayer to Our Lady of Knock every day.
Does he really?
And he says, you know, of course, I won the lottery when I met my wife, Mary. And, of course, I won the lottery when I met my Mary, and I thought you do, you
I won the lottery when I met my wife, Mary.
Yeah. That Speaking of which, I got a little story about a lady, Marie, who was a very devout Catholic. And she got married, and her first husband, and she had 15 children. 15 children.
Did they have a TV?
Finally, her husband died, and she married again. And she had 15 more children with that husband. And then eventually, Mary died. You know, there was a huge crowd at the funeral, and everybody was all broken up. I mean, she had 30 children, and the priest got up and gave the eulogy, and he said, finally, at last, they'll be together. And somebody in the crowd and the congregation said, you mean her together with her first husband or her second husband? And the priest said, her legs will be together. John Foley sent me that joke. There you go, John.
Thanks, John.
Okay, now we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and have more music from Liam Durkin, and we'll get
his
whole rundown.
Yes, we'll be right back.
All right, we'll be right back after these messages from our friends.
Putting your future in the hands of a lawyer can get personal, particularly in personal injury cases. You've got one shot at justice, so you're going to want a guy who thinks like you. Tom Gorman is Southside Irish all the way. He grew up in Holy Redeemer Parish, went to Brother Rice, and yeah, he got a ride to play ball at Notre Dame. Played on the undefeated 1988 National Championship football team. After a shoulder injury ended his career, Tom stayed on with the Fighting Irish for his master's and law degree. Tom won the American Jurisprudence Award for trial advocacy at Notre Dame Law School, and he's been a trial lawyer ever since. Tom's practice is devoted exclusively to personal injury and wrongful death. Sure, he's won $1 million verdicts for his clients, but his focus remains on those families and their futures. Tom and his wife, Christine, have lived in Beverly for almost 20 years. And they're raising their 5 kids in Christ the King Parish, Brother Rice, Mother McCauley, and their oldest son is now at ND as well. Lots of folks have to deal with tragedy. It's good to know there's a guy out there you can count on who'll be in your corner to protect your family. You can call Tom Gorman directly at 312-345-7210 and tell him about your situation. Or go to the website, www.gormantriallaw.com. He's a good guy. There's no charge for the consultation, and you'll meet a new friend that's ready to fight for you and your family. Call Tom Gorman today at 312-345-7210 and tell him your story. If you're looking for an office in the loop, you got to check out Integrated Office Suites at 20 North Clark Street and 455 North City Front Plaza Drive in the NBC Tower. IOS has an entire floor in these two very prestigious buildings, and they offer the best in executive offices, virtual business offices, personalized phone answering, conference room and day office usage, administrative support services, and customized packages with fixed monthly invoices. Integrated Office Suites are convenient and very classy. So get in touch with our friends at integratedofficesuites.com or call them at 312-561-2300 and tell them Skinny and Hooley sent you. That's integratedofficesuites.com, 312-561-2300. You'll be glad you did.
I'm Brendan O'Brien. Back in June of 1976, a guy opened a saloon on the south side called Riley's Daughter. That guy is my dad, Boz O'Brien. Millions of pints have been poured since then. Our family has quenched the thirst of the south side for over 41 years. The storied history of Riley's Daughter is familiar to generations of friends who've told me their tales of nights they'll never forget at Riley's. Maybe they met their future wife or hubby at Riley's, or maybe they were there for many of our White Sox, Bears, or Notre Dame trips, or maybe their grandmother once bribed the judges in our Irish soda bread contest. We'll never tell. My family has been proud to be part of that over the years. One thing my dad has taught me is that you can't have too many friends. The legacy of Riley's Daughter has been the people we've been lucky enough to meet who stop by and share their good times with us. Today we're back in the South Side, right where we started, at 4010 West 111th Street in Oak Lawn. As Yogi Berra said, it's deja vu all over again. We actually closed the deal on our return the day Yogi died. God rest his soul. 2 years later, we haven't missed a step. If Yogi were alive, we'd tell him. Pull up a stool at Riley's Daughter and make yourself at home. If it's good booze and a friendly chat you're looking for, please stop by and say hello to my dad, Boz, my brother, Danny, or me, Brendan O'Brien. If you don't bring a story, we'll make sure you leave here with one. And if you mention the Skinny and Hooley Show, we'll make sure to put an extra ice cube in that drink of yours. Hope to see you back at Riley's Daughter in Oak Lawn on 111th Street.
Yes, Riley's Daughter will be there Wednesday night. Hope everybody comes out. We're going to have all kinds of fun. We got music with Jimmy Clunan and friends, Eileen Guest, Mark Murphy, and Denny Keen, and all kinds of surprise guests and a raffle, and who knows what could happen. It's the South Side, man. So come on out and join us. We'll be starting about 6:30 next Wednesday night out at Riley's
Daughter.
Hey,
Hooley, speaking of the South Side, I want to run through Liam's March Madness events.
Okay.
Okay. The House of Blues.
Raise it down, folks. So you know where he's going.
The House of Blues on March 7th.
That's a big deal.
300 North Dearborn, 6 p.m. He's doing a solo there.
How long is your set, do you do?
Probably about 2 hours.
Wow.
Wow.
Good for you. That's amazing.
It is. Yeah. And March 9th, he's going to be at Durbin's at 103rd and Kedzie. Just north of 103rd and Kedzie, Durbin's, at 8 p.m. He's at Side Street, which is 18401 North Creek in Tinley Park. 18401 North Creek, Tinley Park at 5 p.m. on the 11th, March 11th.
Oh, that's March 11th. So it's the 9th. Okay.
Okay, and then we go to Twisted Shamrock.
March 11th is Parade Day.
Yes, you go out there afterwards.
So that's after the parade.
I think they have a parade in Tinley, too, don't they?
That's the next Sunday.
Yeah.
Twisted Shamrock at 64th and Central at 9 p.m.
Oh, that's our friend, Jim Courtney. Courtney.
Mike Courtney on March 16th.
That's on Archer, right? Twisted Shamrock?
No, it's on
Central.
65th and Central.
Okay. 65th and Central, okay. On St. Patrick's Day, he's at Longford Pub, which is great. 138th.
St. Patrick's Day, March 17th.
Yes.
Same Saturday. Day as the downtown parade.
Exactly. Saturday. Yeah. But the Longford Pub is a great place on Cicero, 138th and Cicero. And then, of course, Riley's Daughter at 7 p.m. that night.
Oh, wow. This is a busy day for you.
Busy day, yeah.
3 to 6 at Longford Pub, and then Riley's Daughter.
7 to God knows when.
Is that St. Patrick's Day?
The day of, yeah.
Oh, man.
And then, if you didn't have enough on St. Patrick's Day, you can go to Durbin's on the 18th.
Ah.
172nd at Oak Park Avenue in Tinley Park.
That's a Sunday.
Five o'clock.
Yeah. And it's their parade.
That's their parade day.
Okay.
Yeah, they have a great parade out there now.
Yeah, they do, yeah.
Oh. Durbin's 172nd at Oak Park on the 18th at 5 p.m. And then, if you're still standing, is at Goalpost, 5207 West 95th Street, Oak Lawn, at 9 p.m. on Friday the 23rd. Goalpost. 5200 North or West.
Who owns the Goalpost? There's a gal.
I'm not sure, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I met her once.
And if you're still breathing, you can go on Saturday the 24th to Gaelic Park at 9 o'clock in Oak Forest, 6119 West 147th Street.
Is that
Street.
A Saturday?
It's a Saturday night, a week after St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
Goalpost, 9 p.m. So, Liam, how can
Gaelic
they get
Park.
This information?
If you didn't write it down, you could get it on. I got a Facebook page. You just look up Liam Durkin.
There you go.
Or I got liamdurkin.com.
Oh, that's good.
Go in there.
Well, that's a very, very busy schedule, though.
Yeah.
I'm sure is.
So I'm hoping I'll see some of you guys out.
Yeah. As Pat Chaser was here last week, he's doing Sunday night at the Improv. He says, I will buy one Skinny and Hooli Lister a beer if they show up. So. I'm sure you would do the same.
He's going to run out of money.
Yeah. One. He's only going to buy one person up here.
He'll still run out of money.
Yeah. All right, so we're rocking and rolling. You don't have to limit it to the Irish stuff if you don't want it.
Yeah,
I mean,
I'm going
to. You're a great troubadour. What do you feel like doing?
I'm going to try a Gordon Lightfoot song.
Oh, terrific.
Right.
We're going to do something different than my usual request is that the Record of Edmund Fitzgerald, but... That's a little too...
It's very long.
Yeah.
Cool.
So we're going to try this one out.
Oh, I could see her laying back in a satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess. Sundown, you better take care. If I found you've been creeping around my back stair, sundown, you better take care. If I found you've been creeping around my back stair, she's been looking like a queen in a sailor's dream, and she don't always say what she really means. Sometimes I think it's a shame. Will I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain? Sometimes I think it's a shame. Will I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain? Oh, I could picture every man that a moon can make getting lost in her love was your first mistake. Sundown, you better take care. If I found you've been creeping around my back stair, sometimes I think it's a sin. Where I feel like I'm winning, but I'm losing again. Oh, I could see you looking fast in a faded jean. She's a hard-loving woman when she's feeling mean. Sometimes I think it's a shame. Well, I get feeling better when I'm feeling no pain. Sundown, you better take care. If I found you been creeping around my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care. If I found you been creeping around my back stairs. Sometimes I think it's a sin. Well, I feel like I'm winning, but I'm losing again.
Derek, that was terrific, Liam. Thank you so much. That was great.
That is one of my favorite Gordon Lightfoot tunes as well.
Yes.
You sound so much like him.
He does.
Yeah.
It is amazing.
And you know what? Now, Gordon Lightfoot is still singing, right? He's got to be in his 70s or 80s.
I would assume so.
So you have another 60 years to go.
Yeah, you know? I hope so.
That's amazing. but your voice always sounded a lot more mature than your actual age. You know, when you first came on here, I thought, God, you sound like you're 40. So you have a terrific voice. And,
you do.
Keep doing what you're doing, Liam Durkin. So you have all these gigs coming up. All over the South Side, all through March. But if you want to learn more about them, folks, go to Liam Durkin on Facebook or liamdurkin.com. Mm-hmm. You have a great CD, The Balladeer. Do you have another CD besides that one? Is there another one?
I do have I made it. I was about 15 years old. It was my first Irish.
Yeah.
CD, I guess you could call it. But yeah, we still sell them. We sell them at shows.
Oh, good. Yeah. And what about how's Grandma doing?
She's doing great. Yeah, she usually comes out.
What's her name?
Mary Kay.
Mary Kay what? Yeah.
Durkin. She's
Mary Kay Durkin.
She's a doll.
She is the best.
She really is.
And she's your biggest fan. You know,
right.
She's, you know, she was at Riley's when I walked in the other night. It was good to see her. God bless her. Mary Kay Durkin, there's your shout out.
Yeah, she's going to be listening to that.
And your mom, Lisa. Yeah. Your mom, yep. Lisa, is a terrific gal, too. Yeah. So you just got a great family. Do you have brothers and sisters?
I do. I got an older brother and an older sister.
And do any of them do music?
No, not really.
Wow. Hey, how's your pal?
Do they have like real jobs?
Yeah, they got real jobs.
Well, Liam has a real. Don't you have a real? You have a.
No.
Okay.
Liam, are you going to school at all?
No, not right now.
He doesn't have to go to school.
No, that's great. Keep doing this. This is fabulous.
How is Kevin Henry doing?
Oh, Kevin Henry's doing great.
The great Irish flute player.
I actually just seen him the other day. I always help him carry his groceries in.
He's 89 March 8th, Kevin Henry. Yeah. God bless him.
Wow. God bless Kevin, yeah.
And his wife is a character as well. What's her name?
Pauline.
Pauline, yeah. Holy cow.
Yeah, they're the best. I see them all the time. Well, yeah. not too much when it's cold out. But
yeah. Don't they, like, live behind you or something?
Yeah, they're basically neighbors, yeah.
Well, big shout out to
him. Do you see Sally Daly? She's very busy these days.
I see her sometimes. Yeah, I know Sally. Yeah.
She's working for Bob Fioretti, and it's just going to be really
nice. Oh, is she really? But she's going to win that. Hey, yes, we got to take a break because we got one more break. We'll be right back with some more of Liam Durkin here on the Skinny and Hooley Show. So stick around.
Flood Brothers Disposal was started 80 years ago by their grandfather. Today, 15 members of the family still work together. And as in their grandfather's day, they're service-oriented and believe that the only way to do something is the right way. Flood Brothers are price competitive, so you can count on them to exceed your expectations. So contact Flood Brothers for a quote on your solid waste, recycling, and yard waste collection services. And remember their motto, your rubbish is our bread and butter. So call Bob Flood today at 630-261-0400 or at floodbrothersdisposal.com.
When your family has suffered a loss, there's one family I know who will be there for you. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Home are third-generation family-owned and operated. The Sheehy family has dedicated their lives serving families throughout Chicago and the southwest suburbs. Robert J. Sheehy and Son Funeral Home was incorporated in 1913 as a storefront at 76th and Halsted, Chicago. At the time, this is one of the few standalone funeral homes of its kind, was to be the first of many to come bearing the Sheehy name. The founder, Roger Sheehy Sr., was soon joined in business by his three sons, Roger Jr., Jack, and Bob. This trademark of success is evident 98 years later as Bob and Jim Sheehy, third generation, own and operate two locations in Orland Park and Burbank. The name Sheehy on their sign outside the funeral home means something. For them, it's very important that everyone be treated as if they were family, friend, or neighbor, as they very well could be. When my brother Willie died a few years ago, the Sheehys took very good care of our family, and you know you never forget something like that. Every detail is handled in a professional and personal manner. On a daily basis, the directors Bill Kiley, Mike Orico, and John Sullivan, and the rest of the staff, take great pride in their work, serving families as if they were their own. Bob Sheehy will tell you, we pride ourselves in offering the highest level of professionalism with every family we serve. Robert J. Sheehy and Sons Funeral Homes, here for you since 1913.
Our friend Jack Haggerty is running for judge. For those of us around the Irish community for the last half century, the Haggerty family has been part of our lives every Saturday morning.
Jack and his family have been carrying on the tradition his dad started over 60 years ago with their weekly radio show, the Haggerty Family Irish Hour. That kind of unselfish commitment to our community is exemplified in Jack's legal career. He deserves our support in this election. Lord knows he's earned it. I'm asking you to join us in voting for Jack Haggerty for judge on March 20th. You won't find a better candidate on the ballot than our friend Jack Haggerty. Sure, he's got all the credentials, diplomas, endorsements, and qualifications, but beyond that, Jack Haggerty has the soul and disposition of an Irish gentleman. He's on our side, and he will always do the right thing. So go ahead and look up all his stats at jackforjudge.com. But take it from me, Jack Haggerty's the real deal. We need judges like Jack in Cook County. So do us all a favor and vote for Jack Haggerty for judge on Tuesday, March 20th, or an early vote and start on March 5th. Thanks. Paid for by citizens to elect Jack Haggerty.
McCann's Irish Oatmeal. We've been warming the hearts, minds, and souls of the most discriminating oatmeal lovers for over 150 years. From the family farm to your table, enjoy the whole grain goodness of McCann's Irish Oatmeal today. Available at your local grocery store.
And we're back.
Hey, Holy, real quick.
No, we don't have time. We got to go to Liam Durkin.
I just want to tell everyone to come out to the Polar Plunge tomorrow morning, okay?
Yeah, very good. And don't forget, next Wednesday, we'll see you all at Riley's Daughter. Right. Okay, one more tune from the great Liam Durkin.
We're gonna do one more tune here. We were just talking about my grandma.
She lost Mary Kay Durkin.
She lost a friend of hers, Mike Murphy. So we're going to do this one. We're going to shout it out to the Murphy family. We're going to do this one for them. I wish I was in Carrickfergus, only for nights in Ballygran. I would swim over the deepest ocean, only for nights in Ballygran. But the sea is wide and I cannot swim over, and near do I love have wings to fly. I wish I'd find a handsome boatman to ferry me over, my lover to die. But in Kilkenny it is reported on marble stone is black as zinc, with gold and silver I would support, sing all me know now till I get a drink. And drunk today and I'm so sick now, my days are numbered. Go all you young men, come lay down.
Liam Durkin,
thank you so much. Liam, that was terrific, as
thanks
usual.
Thanks, everybody. Thanks to Maeve.
What a great young talent
Kern,
you are.
Maeve Kern. Thanks, Hooley.
All right, thanks, everybody. We'll see you Wednesday at
Riley's Daughter.
Riley's Daughter, and we'll see you later. Bye.